guys, welcome back to Thick and Thin. This is Katie here, kind of laughing at myself. I've had to record this intro several times now because I'm catching sight of myself in the reflection of my computer monitor in front of me, and I have upper lip like bleach because I'm bleaching my mustache currently. Very, very glamorous, I know, and I keep like catching sight of myself, not to mention I keep smelling it. So there's that. Very glamorous. If you're curious what I'm ever doing while I'm recording these, I'm usually half naked and, you know, with a face mask or something like that, because girls gotta do things while, you know, multitasking. Rather. Anyway, so today's episode of Thick and Thin is very, very special because it's the first one that incorporates another person. As you guys know, the first like 11, I guess, maybe 10, how many episodes have I had? 11? I don't even know. 11 or so episodes of this podcast have just been solo, have been me, but I'm going to slowly start incorporating guests into the podcast, you know, bringing on my friends, because let's be real, I'm not the only person in New York City with an opinion. Okay, it's very clear. So yeah, but tonight's episode is extra, extra special because my mom is my very first guest. I'm sitting here in the city. I'm back from Thanksgiving, but I recorded a little mini interview with my mom while I was home on my phone. So I'm going to weave that into a podcast for you guys today. So I'm really, this is going to be interesting. I actually haven't even started going through the footage or the recording, I guess. So we'll see. I might have to jump back on with like, you know, mic commentary, things that maybe like don't make sense or some gaps here and there, but we shall see. Okay, so let's cut into the sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by Baboon, as was last week's, as you guys remember. So I mentioned last week that I was going to bring home one of the duffel bags, which I did, and I felt really cool. I felt like such a chill girl with my duffel bag. So basically, Baboon makes technical duffel bags for all of life's adventures, whatever your adventure looks like, because let's be real, all adventures look different these days. Their bags use waterproof materials, they're tear-proof, and will last forever. And to reinforce that claim, and they actually will give you a lifetime guarantee on your bag. And every bag comes with free shipping, which is also a plus. They're called go bags. They're designed to go anywhere. And so when I went home, it surely held up to the claim of going anywhere. It went all the way back to Maryland, which isn't that far, but you know, I'm dramatic when it comes to travel. So yeah, if you guys want to get 10% off your purchase of a Baboon duffel bag, all you got to do is go to baboontothemoon.com and enter code Katie, that's K-A-T-Y, for 10% off your first purchase. So they come in two different sizes. There's a small size for carrying on and then a larger size for checking. So that's really great. But both can be stuffed into like nearly every trunk and compartment or wherever your adventures take you. So yep, all you got to do is go to baboontothemoon.com and enter code Katie to receive 10% off your purchase. So now it is time to answer some questions. We are back. She goes, she whispers, do they know my name? Do you want to say your name?
Sure. My name's Patty.
My mom's like,
P-A-T-T-Y.
No.
She's short never for done, Patricia.
She's never done this before. So I'm very like, it's so funny too, because I feel I've never done a podcast with another person. So I like don't know how to do the conversational thing. So forgive me if I'm like super awkward. But anyway, I've mentioned like, I think like three or four podcast episodes ago, I mentioned that my parents have a very interesting way that they met when they were around my age. So mom, I just want to like you to tell the story. Every detail. We want to know every detail.
Oh dear.
Age, point in your life, what you were doing, all sorts of things like that.
Well, we met at a restaurant in downtown Annapolis.
So we're from Annapolis, Maryland, and yes, we still live relatively close to where you guys met. So.
Right, about 20 minutes away. Okay. And we were waiting tables together. If you work with someone, there's always, you know, a little flirting going on with my husband, Pat, would say, you know, oh, let's go out. And I say, no, thanks. And I'm a year and a half older than he. So that took, several months. He asked me out like 5 times, I believe. And I just kept on saying, no, thank you. And in between all of that, you know, you sort of look at them and see what type of guy he is and if he's nice or, you know, and he was very nice, very funny, but his eyes would wander and you could always pick up on that. So we had this sweet friend of ours. She was, her name's Heidi, and she worked with us, and they would always like wipe down special cards at the bar at the beginning of the shift. And you could totally see where his eyes were when he was doing this one morning. And that just sort of like so turned me like, off.
He was kind of like a player type.
Sort of, kind of.
You thought he was a player.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I felt.
Because I feel like a lot of times in like people come to me with questions all the time. They're just like, they don't know like if the guy really likes them or if you're just one of many, like mm-hmm. If a guy is like, I'm not going to curse, but if he's like, he's a fuck boy and he like has a lot of girls that he texts and whatnot. Like, how do you know that they're like serious about you and you're not just one of the many that they text?
Back then we didn't have texting.
I know. That's crazy. I can't imagine.
So like we would just talk when we met each other. There was one time when we were working and, you know, if you ever work in a restaurant and wait tables, you always need people to follow you with food because if it's a large table or something. So I was asking for a follow to table 74 and he said, oh, all right, I'll follow you. I'll follow you anywhere. And I'm like, oh my God, that just was so cheesy. And that like turned me off. But then in a way, it sort of made me like, oh, that's sort of cute. Like he's like, all right, Patty, a group of us are going out after work. Please meet us. And I said, okay, let's do the group thing first. And then that was it, actually. We sat and talked and he was funny. He made me laugh.
At first, why did you say no? Like, why were you hesitant?
I guess I just didn't know him very well. So it was just, I was unsure, I guess. And he was a year and a half younger than me. But he was, you know, we were doing all the same sort of similar things, like, you know, college and working, and he wore me down.
Because I feel like a lot of times, oh my gosh, because I think a lot of times people are like, she's like, cut that out. I think a lot of times people are like, they're either, I think it's like kind of either you're like really, really on the prowl, like looking for a person, or you're really, really not. Mm-hmm. And I always, people are always saying like, you just have to like wait, like don't mm-hmm. pursue people, or like you can, but like, try to just like live your life and they will come to you. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think mm-hmm. about that? Do you think that's kind of what happened to you?
I think if you're on, I guess, either side, you just don't give up, you know, because people change and, you know, like your life sort of changes and you go through like, oh no, I don't want to date anybody to then, oh, you know what? I think I do want to date someone and like experience this life with another person rather than just being by yourself and have your friends. But, you know, once you get serious in a relationship, then you talk about things like, oh, I'd like a solitaire diamond ring, you know, whenever, like, just like your choices.
You just bring up the ring.
You sort of just do once you get really serious, you know, and you're dating for a little while. But
how long were you dating before
here? It was a good 6 years.
Jeez.
We got out of college. I went to nursing school and I became a nurse and I was working as a nurse. We were still young. Like mm-hmm. it was, mm-hmm. we had you. What? How old were you?
You were 29, right?
28.
You were 28?
I think I was 28. Okay. Maybe 28 when I got pregnant.
Hmm.
29. But
how did he propose?
You know, I think he had.
You think? You don't remember?
No. I remember, but he may have had a different plan, like to do it at dinner, but he was really nervous. So before we went out to dinner, we totally did it in our apartment.
Really?
In your apartment? He got on his knee and proposed, and then we had a great dinner.
You know, that reminds me of Chandler and Monica in Friends. You remember how he was going to propose at dinner, and then he didn't, and then he just proposed when they got home?
Okay.
Yeah. That reminds me of that.
Right. Word spread, and then we all went downtown Annapolis again and met all of our friends, and it was just fun.
So when he proposed to you, were you like, what was your feeling? Were you like, this is it? Like,
oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there wasn't a doubt in your mind?
Nope.
And did you know he was going to propose?
I didn't.
You didn't know? It was a surprise?
I did not know.
I was talking to someone today who was like, I like want to know. Like, I want to, like, have a manicure. I want to be prepared and know it's coming. And I'm like, no, I want to – well, I do want it to be, like – I think I've decided I want it to be, like, private. Like, I don't know if I want it to be, like, in the middle of, like, Times Square. Or, well, obviously not Times Square, but, like, Central Park. I don't know. I'm thinking of, like, a public place. Like, I don't think I want it to be public. I think I want it to be, like, intimate, but I still don't want to know it's coming. I think dinner would be okay. I think it's still too public. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have a lot of time to figure it out.
That's true. That's true.
You guys were living together at this point.
Yes.
So you were living together before you got engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Good to know.
Yep.
So when I move in with my future boyfriend, you're like, okay, that's what I did.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think
you had a dog too.
You need to make sure that you're compatible in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm. People always say like test drive the car before you drive it off the lot. It's like you have to make sure like if you're going to like marry this person that you're comfortable living with and being with them like at that level. So I think that's good.
I remember my father telling Pat before we got engaged, and he said, he's like, remember, Pat, can't buy the cow if the milk is free.
You can't buy the cow if the milk is free?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
It means like you have to sort of buy the cow to get the milk.
Okay.
You know, you can't just...
get the milk from the cow without buying it? Is that right. That's the whole thing? Okay.
Yeah.
So he's got to commit to you to get the milk?
Basically, yes. Like, just don't think, like, this is just, like...
Oh, God. So your dad basically compared you to a cow. Okay.
It was a saying back in the day, I guess.
Oh, my God. So did anyone else know that he was proposing? Or did he just...
I don't know. You'll have to ask him that.
Oh, yeah. Christmas, we're interviewing Dad. So everyone, keep your questions ready for when we interview him next. So I guess, like, when you start dating at that point, you never, like... I guess some people could be like, oh, my God, we can get married someday. But most people are like, oh, this is just a boyfriend. Like, who knows? This could lead to another boyfriend and another boyfriend, like, whatever. But, like, at what point did it kind of change for you? Like, how old were you when you were like, oh, this could actually be, like, something serious?
Well, you sort of just get that to that point where you, like, know either way. Like, nope, this is not, but I want to get married someday, so let's just... Okay. I think you said something in a podcast the other time, which was really good. Like, if you're not sure, like, you feel like it is definitely not going to go into a relationship, then do the right thing and let him go.
Because it's not, like, fair to someone that, like, just to string them along just because, like, you're not sure, like... You might as well let them like go and do their own thing because that's time that they're, you know, they could be with the person they're supposed to be with. That you're kind of being selfish and like if you know you don't like them, you know, let them go. What's that quote? It's like if you love them, let them go. Mm-hmm. If you love them in the sense that you're like you don't want them as your boyfriend, but you love them as a person and you want them to be happy. Like maybe they're not supposed to be happy with you. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, so that's the answer to that question. Next question. You make sure we're still recording. She's blushing. She already knows what I'm going to ask. So mom, this is a juicier question. So you mentioned that you were dating Dad for like 6 years before getting married ish. Mm-hmm. And at one point when you got engaged, you guys took a break before the wedding. And I'm just curious why and like what you did during the break and like, was it overall helpful to your marriage?
I think definitely it was.
Did people
helpful.
Think you were crazy?
Yes. Yeah. I got a lot of backlash from it, but especially from his side of the family.
Well, because it was you did it, right?
Yeah.
You initiated it.
I did. I felt like we needed to take a break because marriage is a big decision, and I just felt like something was not quite right. And I felt like maybe if we did take a break, we could figure that out. Like if that was what the end goal, but we both wanted. Mm-hmm. And I at that time, I was working in a hospital, and then, he took a job, in Jamaica, like a student travel services for just a month. And
after you said we need a break.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I missed him dearly, you know, like what's the saying, like
distance
makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. And I met him at the airport at baggage claim and picked him up because I knew like I didn't want him the whole time, like I was worried about, oh my God, is he gonna find somebody new?
Like, I thought he was gonna move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so you were the one who ended
it hurt him. And to you do were that. Worried like, that he didn't understand it.
Were you like, oh, I was being dramatic, or like what did you ultimately, did he like put in more work after that, or like was it ultimately better because of that?
Like that's what? A good what, question.
Did anything change?
I really, you know, you think more than I do.
Yeah.
I think it just was I think the absence on his part mm-hmm. from me was good mm-hmm. too, because we didn't, you know, we dated, I think, another probably 5 or 6 months, and then we got married. Like, mm-hmm. we decided not to, like, have a big wedding. We just, you know, did a very small, intimate, just friends, you know.
I'm shocked about that, because I want, like, a huge wedding.
But it was good. It was, like, just, yeah. So I think breaks are okay.
They're okay?
Yep.
Makes you, like, reevaluate and think about what's important to both mm-hmm. of you? Mm-hmm. And so during that time, like, were you going on dates? Were you...
I may have had a couple dinners.
Okay, a couple dinners.
That's about
it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because people, when they're, like, together for a while and they're going to take a break, like, sometimes it's to explore other options mm-hmm. because people are wondering, like, is this, like, am I making a mistake, like, with this one person for the rest of my life? Like, mm-hmm. so do you think it's like, healthy to maybe take a break, see other people, and then realize that mm-hmm. they were the right person all along?
It depends. It really mm-hmm. does depend. It was helpful for me. It doesn't mean that's going to be what you do. You know, I really, and I'm not a fan of, like, oh, your bachelorette party, your bachelor party, you know, that's like the last time. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no, that's silly. Just have fun with your friends.
What do you mean? Like, hook up with someone on your bachelorette party?
Yeah, no.
Mom, don't worry. It's not going to be me. Like, hooking up
or
with a guy.
Or vice versa. Like,
the guy's going to, like, a strip club?
Like, no.
Yeah. People are always talking about, like, do you give your husband or, like, wife, like, a hall pass?
No.
I don't see that happening for me.
And when you're married?
Or, like for your, like, bachelorette. There's, like, this movie.
No.
Like, giving them, like, one last chance. Nope. If they need
it. And then they get a sexual transmitted disease.
Oh, my God. STD. Uh-uh. Yeah, but if they need if they need a hall pass, then maybe they don't need me as their wife.
Yes.
Right?
No way.
That's what I see.
No.
Okay, so we're shifting gears. We're going to answer some TMI questions about me from mom's perspective.
Okay.
Do you know her?
Yes.
Oh, one of mom's. So my mom's a school nurse.
Yes.
And one of her students.
Yeah.
Shanley. Love Mrs. Patty. Best school nurse ever.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Shanley.
What did you think when Katie started YouTube? So I started YouTube back in 2009, rather, and I was 14. And I don't really actually know why I started. I guess it was just one of those things, like, why did you make an Instagram account? I don't know, because, like, it's there. It's an option. Like, might as well just make it. It's free. So I made a YouTube channel, and I initially just used my account just to watch videos. And then one day I was like, oh, I really want to post videos. So I, of course, came to my mom and my dad.
Katie had asked her dad and I for a federal tax ID number for Christmas. We were sitting on the couch and we both looked at each other like, what did she just ask us for? And so we were like, why do you need a federal ID tax or federal tax ID number? And Katie's like, because I want to start a YouTube channel. Okay, well, we need to look into this a little bit.
And I was so angry. I was like, why can't you just give me one? Like, why do you have to look into it? Like, it's just a YouTube channel. I didn't realize that there's, like, so many creepy people on the internet that, like, no offense to anyone that has watched me on YouTube, but, like, for a 14-year-old, like, there's a lot that you're kind of opening yourself up to, especially because I always joke that you used to tell me not to make, like, friends on the internet or not to, like, meet or talk to strangers on the internet, and now I'm like, well, I talk to strangers every day.
Right. It was a learning experience, I think, for all of us. So.
Yeah.
But you did your homework. That was, like, the best thing, because you always were, like, whenever we had a question, you would say, well, I don't know about that, but I'll find out. Like, you asked your YouTube friends or, you know.
Yeah, I always figured it out.
At one point, you had got a manager and, like.
Yeah.
You always.
Yeah. Did you ever think that I would get to the point where I am right now? Like, having followers and, like, all this craziness?
Nope. I totally thought it was, like, a phase.
You thought it was a phase?
I thought it was a phase.
It was a long phase.
Yes.
I'm still going now. Yeah, like, it's crazy that it's still going.
Somebody asked...
someone asked a question?
Yeah, about what was the best thing or what's the...
What do you wish you could tell your 20-something self?
Oh, gosh.
That's a good question. Oh, my God, there's two people that asked it.
Yeah. Where I was when I was 20, I needed to support myself. I just I immediately needed to get a job and just go from there. But if you can travel more. I mean, I wish I traveled more a little bit. Like, I mean, I love the way I grew up. Like, I don't want to change that in any way, but I'm just so glad that like you had the opportunity to study abroad and to get experience. And I hope Ashley has that same opportunity too, because I think you learn a lot about yourself and the world around you. And, so travel more.
These are all really good questions. Yeah. Oh, we're going to go for a while on this. Emily wants to know, what's the most rebellious thing that Katie ever did? Oh God, I'm nervous. I haven't really been that rebellious. I was a pretty good kid, I feel like.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I do have one. We went away.
Oh, I knew you were going to say this one.
We went away for a wedding. And it was, what, Father's Day weekend for some strange reason?
I don't even remember.
Katie was home.
I threw a party, of course.
Yeah.
What high school kid doesn't jump on the opportunity?
And she did great with, like, hiding it. And her guy friends were there. And part of our kitchen could look out into the foyer area. So they had the party, like, from the point where you can't see if, like, somebody came up to the front door, like a cop
or a neighbor or something like that.
Like, everything was pushed where you couldn't just peek into the house and see what was going on. So, but, like, a couple of things gave her away. The next morning, we pulled up and her car trunk, the trunk of her car, was up and open. So we went closer and we were going to close it. And then there was, like, pizza boxes and trash bags full of beer cans and things. And it was like, that's okay. Now we know. So that gave her away.
That's the most rebellious thing I did.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
You don't have any tattoos, do you?
No.
Okay.
No tattoos yet.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Uh-huh. Best and worst qualities of your daughter.
Oh my gosh.
What's my worst quality?
Your diet?
My diet? Mom!
You like...
Yeah, I don't like healthy foods.
Like comfort foods.
My friends always joke that I eat like I have the flu all the time. Like, I love soup and I love bread.
She needs more vegetables and fruit in her life.
What's the best quality of me?
She's fearless in a way. I mean, to start this YouTube business and then dive deeper and deeper and just getting exactly what she wants out of that, to then saying, I'm gonna live in New York City and I wanna live in New York City and have a job in New York City. And then she did it. Mm-hmm. And I'm just amazed at her strength and fearlessness.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love you.
I love you.
Okay. Favorite memory of me when I was a kid.
Let me just tell you a little bit about Katie when she was
Oh, God.
She was a very cautious child. She didn't start walking until she was 13 months, which is not a bad time.
It's late.
It's a little late, but... and she took like one step at a time. Like if there was even just like one step down, she would take that one step like so slow. And Katie collected rocks when she was younger. She wanted to be a geologist. And then she studied dinosaurs and she always wanted to have a new dinosaur book. And we went to the museum and it was just so cool. Like just, I thought that maybe she would go into something along that line.
You thought I was going to be a geologist?
Maybe. You were really, really interested in all that.
Yeah.
But then you started making books. Remember? Making stories and you wanted them published.
I was very, very, like, I really wanted to publish a book for a really long time. And I remember I had this one fifth grade teacher. You remember her? And I would stay in at lunchtime. Like, I wouldn't go out to recess with, like, all the normal kids because I would stay in and have my book proofread. Like, she was my editor. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Ms. Josh Knight.
In fifth grade.
Yes.
I would literally, like, skip recess so I can get my book, like, my updated chapters proofread by this teacher of mine. We're drinking wine, if you guys can hear all the pouring. Is your chair squeaking?
Maybe.
It is.
All right, next question.
Wait, you didn't answer it.
Oh. Do you remember running down... I think it was like the snow cone truck. You were running down our front lawn and you tripped and fell. Remember the shoes you were wearing?
That's your favorite memory?
No, but I... You're so sad. Aw. You're so sad.
Yeah, so that's your favorite. No. All right. Okay. What was your life like when you were the same age as Katie now? So I'm 23. So what were you doing when you were 23?
I was working in a hospital and living with your dad.
Mm-hmm. When did you, so how long did it take for you guys to move in together? Like how did you know?
It was the easiest because
it was just the easiest.
Yeah, he was commuting from Annapolis to Towson for school. And then he was always like staying over my apartment. I had a roommate at that time.
Who didn't like him.
Yeah, it was, well, right. Because yeah, things change after, you know, roommate relationships change after one has a boyfriend and one doesn't. But so like he was just over all the time. And then, yeah, my roommate didn't like that. So it was basically like, you guys got to get a place. So then we ended up getting a place together.
Okay.
Yeah.
After how long were you dating? Like 2 years? A year?
Yeah, maybe a year.
A year?
Yeah, it was helpful.
I mean, a lot of people split the rent. A lot of people move in together in New York because it's just cheaper.
Yeah.
Because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
I would love to split my rent with a guy. Let's just say that. Okay. So that's what you're doing. So Cassandra wants to know, was dating always this hard?
Aww.
It is hard. What would you say to people these days? Because, like, I talk about it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's just so many different ways to be stressed right now in the dating climate. Like, how do you get through that? I guess you never had a problem with it.
I never had a problem with it, but.
Must be nice.
I mean, I think it's important, too, to not always feel like you have to have someone.
Easier said
than
done.
I know it is easier said than done. And you're doing.
This question is difficult because I feel like it's hard for some people, not hard for other people. Like it just depends on, you know, being in the right place at the right time and finding the right person, which as you can imagine, like you're not going to hit that mark right off the bat of like, I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but I was like, oh, I'm going to graduate college, go to New York and get a boyfriend. And that's just how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 6 months in right now and not feeling any closer, but I'm also not mad about it because I'm so busy with like, just, I don't know, settling. I still feel like I'm, oh my God, turn it off. That's a tough question to answer. But I feel like things are just different now. I almost wish I didn't have a phone.
You don't pick up the phone anymore and have like hour-long conversations anymore. Maybe you have it via texting, but
yeah,
I'd rather listen to somebody's voice.
I almost get like nervous. This is gonna sound ridiculous, but I get kind of like nervous when someone calls me. It's not like you, like you don't count, but like if a guy like calls me, like I was seeing a guy who like loved just like calling me on the phone, and I would always like panic when I saw his name on the phone. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to talk on the phone.
Yes. Am I wearing the right outfit like for this? Like,
mom, that's not even what I'm thinking. It's the phone.
Okay.
No, it's not FaceTime. I'm like, I don't know what I'm nervous about. Because like texting, you can like premeditate. You can text your friends and see what they should, you know, what you should say. And you can like backspace and you can like whatever. You can pretend.
Do you get nervous on dates?
I don't get nervous on dates. I think it's just like I don't, like I'm not used to phone calls. I don't know.
Next question. Maybe you really like them.
Maybe I really like them.
And you don't want to screw up.
Well, that's a theme. Okay, let's see.
How to have a long-lasting marriage and still be in love. By the way, love your mom and you. Caitlin Fuller. You know, I was telling Katie this the other day. Like, there are days when it's 50-50. There is days when it's you're 150 and, you know, they're not. But because of what they're going through, let's say they're having a really bad day or a bad week or, you know, maybe things are going bad in their job or on their side of the family, and you lift them up. You have to, like, and then because there's going to be times when things are reversed and you're going to need their support. I think that's so important. Like, and it's not all about you all the time. Like you have to be able to, there's not one relationship out there that works that it's all about one person. I enjoy going out with Pat and like just having fun and even just going to the hardware store together. Like we like being together.
That's when you know you have the right person, when you can go to the hardware store and have fun. Okay.
Yes.
So would you agree it's like it's not necessarily always a 50-50. It's like sometimes you have to go 70 and he goes 30.
Absolutely.
If it's just like not consistently, like he's going to be 70 some days, but like, okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard that before. What Pinterest thing did you get that from?
No, I talked to you about that last week.
Oh, I don't remember. Haley wants to know, what is one life experience that shaped you who you are today, other than having kids? Is there anything that you've done in your life that like really was a defining?
Well, besides getting married and having kids, right? That's happy.
It's kind of a given.
It's definitely a given time. But I think on the opposite of that, the death of my mom. My dad died before my mother died, but then when my dad died, I always had my mom. But then after my mom died, it was like, wow, like I don't have my mom and dad anymore. It was just, it was a very hard thing to go through. I have my wonderful brothers and sisters, but it's just that you don't have your mom anymore. You can't like run to her or call her if you have something important or, you know, want to share something or, you know, you and Ashley growing up, and I guess she can't share in that. And there, you know, I have other friends that have their mom and dad still, and definitely the death of your parents. That's why I work out.
That's why she mom and dad work out. What do you guys do?
The Peloton.
They're very big. If you guys are in the know of what Peloton is, it's kind of like SoulCycle, but it's you can do it from your home, and it's like broadcast. Like we're actually sitting right in front of it right now. Right. It's like a bike, and it has like a TV on it, and you can like live broadcast. Like
my leaderboard name is School Nurse Rock. So follow me if you have a Peloton.
Follow her on the bike,
please.
You guys can what's it called? Race each other.
Yes.
Okay. So, did she struggle with the same things you do at your age? Struggle. I guess my struggles were nothing to really like write home about. It's nothing like really, like, let's be real, guys. Like I live a very comfortable life, which I'm very lucky to live. Like I'm not going to sit here and complain about like every little thing. Cause let's be real. Like there's bigger problems,
but you worked hard.
But I did work hard to get where I am. Yes. Like of course. But I think the big problems that I face are just like overthinking everything about my life. The whole reason why I have a podcast is literally just to talk about everything that I overthink. Let's be real. Like every episode is just me overthinking about a different topic, but it seems like a lot of people do.
You're her therapy.
You guys are my therapy. cheaper therapy. But no, it's true. I feel like, the fact that all of you guys really relate to my podcast means that like we're kind of a community of overthinkers. We're kind of like a generation of overthinkers. So I guess the question is like, did you ever struggle with that growing up? Like, were you ever like really unsure about what you were doing? Like, it seems like you like wanted to be a nurse. So you did that. You like weren't looking for a relationship, but dad just waltzed into the restaurant and there you go. So I'm just wondering if there was like any times where you struggled with like overthinking.
I don't think so. I really don't. I remember your father, he wasn't ready for marriage and babies and things like that. Like, but now looking back, we've had several conversations about, he's like, that was the best thing we did, because now we're in our early 50s, early 50s. And, and now, you know, we have two, you know,
out of the house kids,
grown children.
Yeah, you guys didn't like
and
mess around.
We don't, right. We're,
see, that's not, what makes me nervous. I don't want to be like having a kid at 35 or something. No, that's scary because I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like old when I'm like a mom, you know. No offense to anyone's moms that are old, but
it's okay.
You know, I want to like see as much of my kid's life as I can.
You will.
Okay.
Yep.
The way that medicine's advancing.
Absolutely.
So you were never curious, like you like broke up with your boyfriend, the older one, and then you weren't like looking for anyone else. Did you go on any other dates before meeting dad?
Yeah, a couple guys from the restaurant.
Ooh.
Yeah, but nothing.
So moral of the story, work in the restaurant business. Moral of the story.
And I was like the new girl in town, so.
Of course.
Yeah. Everybody was like, well, you know. But whatever.
Why did you decide to move to Annapolis? Like why Annapolis of all places you could have moved?
The older boyfriend was here in Annapolis.
Oh.
So I moved out, not to move in with him, but
you wanted to be like near him.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you broke up. Mm-hmm. One, like, bad decision led, but I guess just one that wasn't right led you to what was right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, guys, moral of the story, if you make a bad decision, it could lead you into a good decision. You know, there's that quote that I said once. It was like some storms come to clear the way, like not to destroy your life. Some storms come to clear the way for something better to come. Mm-hmm. I think that's true.
Right.
Yeah. So someone asked, when is it safe to move in with my boyfriend?
It all.
You will know, right? You'll know when you're ready. Is that the sort of thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely wait until it's very explicitly clear.
I asked my parents too. I asked their advice.
I think it's also kind of a good idea to feel the waters out a little bit, as in keep your place, but maybe start slowly moving in. Mm-hmm. With him or vice versa.
Like having a dresser drawer.
Yes, having a drawer. Yeah.
Bring your toothbrush.
Yeah, bring your toothbrush and then see how it goes from that perspective. Because, you might not live well together.
Those are good answers. I think that it's time for Chinese food.
Yeah,
we are getting Chinese food takeout. Thank you, Mom, for being my first guest on Thick and Thin.
Awesome.
I'm happy to have you here. I hope
I'm very proud of Katie.
Aww.
Doing this.
Hey, what do you think about the podcast?
I love it.
You love the podcast?
I do.
She listens to my podcast every week.
I think you have a very good voice.
I have a good podcast. That's what I've heard. People are like, you have a good podcast voice. I'm like, what designates a good podcast voice?
That, and I think you're helping a lot of people with
I mean, the goal of this podcast is not necessarily for me to be like, here is how to live your life. It's almost here are my problems, here's how I'm dealing with them. Mm-hmm. And you're not alone in having these problems. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why I made the podcast in general. So I'm gonna keep doing it.
In your spare time.
In my very, very minimal spare time. Okay. So that is it for this week's episode of Thick and Thin. Make sure you guys go rate me on the Google Podcasts or the podcast app or whatever. Not Google. On the podcast app on your iPhone. I'm pretty sure that's the only place you can really rate me. But if you could subscribe to me or follow me on Spotify, that's great as well. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you all enjoyed. And I will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
How do you rate?
You're rating me right now?
Did I?
I'm Katie Bellotti.
Oh my gosh, turn it off.
Basically,
turn it off.
You guys are new, this podcast.
All right, so what did we think? Did we like the interview style podcasting? Let me know. As always, you guys know you can always reach out to me on my Instagram, which is my full name. It's KATYB as in boy, ELLOTTE. That is my first and last name, Katie Bellotti. Don't wear it out. If you ever want to reach out in any way, giving a question or a comment or something, reach out that way on Instagram. Hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode, and I'm looking forward to talking to you guys next week. So bye.